Simon Tov Lamed Zayin. The Simon deals with the obligations of the maskir and the soicher, the one who lets the house or the one who rents the house, their responsibility regarding beer and bitul chametz. It seems clear, especially from the hemshich of the Simon, as we will see in Sif Beis, that the soicher, perhaps also the maskir, have an obligation mi'ikir adin, irrespective of when the soicher acquires and is given access to the house. Each, certainly the soicher, have an obligation to check for chametz midiraisa. That means that even if the maskir, let's say, would refuse to perform his responsibility, where in the cases where the maskir has the primary responsibility, nevertheless, the soicher still has an obligation upon himself to check. The first sif addresses a case where both are willing to do, both the maskir and the soicher are willing to perform their responsibility. The question is, who has the ikar chiyuv? Who has the primary obligation to check for chametz? So the mechaber begins. Hamaskir ba'is l'chaveroi, l'tzorach yedad u'mimenu ve'elach, v'kanohu bi'echad mi'adrochim sheskhiris karka niknem boi. The maskir lets the apartment, rents the apartment to a soicher l'tzorach yedalit. The soicher acquires, has already signed the contract or given him the kesef or done the necessary kinyan to seal the deal that from yedalit onwards the apartment is officially in his tutelage, in his responsibility, in his reshus. So in such a case, where that deal was already done, the kinyan was already chal, now the question remains is when Yudalid comes, who has the key? Imad shalei mosa loy hamafteach chal Yudalid ala maskir livdoik. V'im yishem mosa loy hamafteach chal Yudalid ala soicher livdoik. If when Yudalid at night, when it comes, the soicher does not have the key, does not have access to the apartment, to the house, then the maskir has the primary responsibility to check for chametz. But if he already does have the key, if the key was given, he does have access, then it's incumbent upon the soicher to check. The mechaber here is assuming like the shitas haran. We see the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes between the Ran and Tosfos, but we're going to assume now like the shitas haran that the in order for the soicher to be chayev, to have the ikar chiyuv of bedikas chametz and yedalid, he must have tarti l'tevusa. He must have two things going for him. He must have both acquisition and access. It doesn't matter when he intends to move into the apartment. It could be he plans to move in over the later in the course of Pesach. But the very fact that he has already acquired it and has already been given access, that's enough to make him the primary bearer of the house so that he should have to check for chametz. Now, if there is no lock on the house, then it's clear that he has access and acquisition that's sufficient. He doesn't need to have the key. If, however, the key would be given, let's say, to a third party, that's not in the hands of either the maskir or the soicher, then maskir has to check, because the soicher doesn't have acquisition and access. A third party has access, and the third party for sure doesn't have an obligation to check. He has nothing other than holding the key for the apartment. That doesn't require him to check. So the responsibility remains in the hands of the maskir. Now, Shitas Tosfos is that even if he doesn't, the soicher does not acquire the apartment for Yadad. He only acquires the apartment later. If he is the one who has the sole access and he has the only key to be able to enter the apartment or the house, then the soicher would be responsible to check and not the maskir. That means that the Ran and Tosfos are arguing in a case where the soicher has access and did not yet make the kinyan for kinyan schirus to acquire the ishtabshus, the use of the the house. In such a case, says the Mishnah Berurah, we have to be machmer. That means that both independently, there's two different opinions, who has the ikar chiyuv. So what do we do? Says the Mishnah Berurah that the eitz of the pri chadash is in order, that he says one should point the other to perform the bedikah for him, and thereby both will be able to fulfill their primary obligations according to all opinions. Now in a case where the soicher has been given the key and access to the apartment before Yadalad, and the soicher goes and returns the key to the masker, in such a case, there's another machlokes acharonim. The tour and the kesef mishnah that Mishnah Berurah brings hold that since when Yadalad came, he didn't have access, he only had acquisition, therefore the masker has to check. However, the Prichodr says that since he had been once given access, by returning the key is now there for him to come and take at his discretion, and therefore it is considered like he still has access, and he, the Soicher, must check. Sif Beis. HaSoicher Beis Mechaver Rabbi Yudalad Ve'eno Yodea Im Hu Baduk. Person comes and rents the house on Yudalad. That means that the night of Yudalad, the house was officially not acquired to him, and he did not have access to it yet. So the masker for sure has the ikar responsibility to check the house. And he comes in, the soicher comes here, comes into the house, and his soicher and acquires the house on Yudalad itself. Ve'eni yodea im hu baduk. He doesn't know if the house was checked. Does not know if the masker performed his responsibility as he should have. So the question is here like this. If the masker is still in the city and is accessible, you have to ask it if he checked. But if the masker is not here, then he can rely and assume and trust that the house has been checked. Cheskas baduk. All he has to do is mevatalai beliboy vidaya. Bittel of the soicher is sufficient, and that's all he must do. We're assuming here, like the Shitas HaRosh, that the soicher acquires the chametz when he comes into acquire on the house as well. So the responsibility of the soicher is to do bittel as well. The Prima Gadin discusses and questions this din, but we're going to assume, like the Bir Halacha brings, that most Rishonim, many other Rishonim seem to assume that there's a responsibility of Bittul also on the Soicher. Now, the question here in this Sif is, why does he need to check with the Masker if he did his Chiyuv? The Masker has a Chezkas Kashrus. He's an observant Jew. You could assume that he did his responsibilities of Bedikas Chametz. So why now must the Soicher go and check to make sure that he really did his obligations? Many other cases in Halacha, we can assume and rely on somebody's Cheskas Kashrus or other Chazakas, Cheskas Eina Trefa, for example, and we don't have to be mevayer and check every time we could check, even though it's possible to check, and even though it's accessible to check. We don't have to start cut open the head of the behemoth to check to see that the brain is intact. We can assume that there's a chazaka that it's not treif, even though it's possible to check. Why can't we rely here on the chazaka of this person that he checked and not go and ask him if he checked? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, according to the Magen Avraham, which comes from Rishonim, that here it's different. Here, there's a Cheskas Chametz, that the house, you can assume, had Chametz originally, and therefore, there's a greater responsibility of clarification that has to be made to see that the house no longer is Becheskas Chametz, and now is Becheskas Baduk. So therefore, if it's possible to check within reason, if he's within the city, if the masker is accessible, then the Soicher must go and ask the masker, did he check, did he indeed do his responsibilities, and confirm that the house is checked for chametz. If he's not here, though, then he can rely on this chazaka even against the chezkas chametz. The Bir Lacha also mentions that lechachila, you should ask him, ask the masker, if he did bittul as well, even though that's obviously not necessary. Bidiyavid. We see one other diuk in the mechaber that the Bir Lacha brings, that mevatloi bidliboi vidayoi, that one need not verbally express bittul chametz, that it is sufficient that if in his heart he intends to mevatel the chametz from his rishus, that that is sufficient. And that is a discussion among the achronim. If that is sufficient, the Gra learns that believe it is sufficient, but there is definitely a minig to say the Koch Amira verbally and express it.